And welcome to the Killer Frogs, the podcast all about TCU athletics from the fans' point of view. My name is Sean Fouché, and this is episode 88 for March 27th, 2018. And joining me on tonight's panel, we got TCU Hall of Famer WC Nix. Hey, Dubber.
Hello there. How's it going?
Pretty good. You have a good week?
I had a great week. Well, it just started, but last week was good. We'll see how this week goes.
We also have Shannon Brazil. How you doing, Shannon?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good, man.
Glad to be on with everybody.
You done chasing your tail today?
I am, man. This is always the icing on the cake for my money. So it always brights my money to get on with you guys. No matter what happens, it's going to be the better Monday. It's going to be the icing on the cake, kind of moment for me. See you there guys. You love the face.
There you go.
And we have the boss, Ryan Zeller. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
And you may have, fans of the show may have realized that I've changed the opening just a little bit, because we want to come back to our Killer Frog Emeritus here for a moment. Wes Phelan. Wes, if you guys haven't been following along everything that's been happening this week, I'll just start off by saying we are very, very grateful and blessed to have Wes with us tonight. Yes, Wes, why don't you fill in the audience as far as how your week went?
Well, it was interesting. Had a little brain surgery on Friday.
Just a little.
But they feel like they got everything, and I'm doing good. So got to go home yesterday, which I'm really happy about. The only thing that saddened me was right in the belly of the orange beast down there in Austin. But, my surgery was Friday, and I told my wife, I said, you've got to bring my purple boxer shorts.
Oh, you told them up.
I'm not going into battle without my armor on. So they took me into surgery, and I said, okay, we got any UT guys in here? And a couple of guys raised their hand. I said, okay, guys, I'm a TCU guy. Don't hold this purple against me, especially since we've owned your butts the past 5 years.
That's a bold strategy there, Wes. Yeah.
Hey, got to tell. They had to catheterize me, which was not fun, but I didn't know it. But anyway,
you didn't know it.
I knew it once. Anyway.
He found out later.
They had to take my armor off, to do that. And then I was looking for it the other day, and I said, where are my boxer shorts? And my daughter's looking around. She said, here they are, Dad. And they put them in a biohazard bag. with a note that said, hook them horns in it.
Are you serious? That is awesome.
That is good stuff.
I'll give them credit for a good one. Anyway, they did all right, Bobby. No complaints.
So real quick, this all started on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So Tuesday, you were at home, and you had some issues, and you went into the ER, and they basically said you got to go to Austin for an MRI, and that's when you found out. You had was it one or two tumors?
Two.
Wow.
And what size were they again?
Lemon. One was the size of a lemon, one's the size of a marble.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, the good thing is the doctor felt like the margins were real well defined, which made it a good, made it easy for him to go in there and operate on it. And he said, I felt like I got most of them. And then I said, are you happy? He said, I'm very happy. I said, okay. If you're happy, I'm happy. So anyway, so that was it. That's a little bit of an interesting week, but and you saw my scar back there, but
yeah, show everybody again.
Oh God. If you can see, I don't know if you can see
anymore. I like this kind of stuff. That's good. That's good stuff right there.
I have my Halloween costume now.
Oh, you gotta get one of those fake knives, those machetes that they've had.
I didn't have a bolt sticking out of my head,
So how is it sleeping? I mean, can you how do you sleep right now? Like normal, or you know, can you lay on your head?
All I do is sleep right now. I'm really tired.
Good. Good.
You know, I've got staples back there.
Yeah.
And it itches. That's the worst part. It really itches. I can't dig my fingers in there and scratch it.
Yeah.
But hey, I got to take a shower today and wash my hair. That was great. I felt like a greasy mess, to be honest with you. But but you know, it's you know, it, not as bad as I thought it'd be. I wouldn't want to do this every week, but it you know, it was. So far, I haven't had a lot of pain, a little bit, but you know, it's it hasn't been too bad. Knock on wood. And the doctor said I could have a beer, so you know.
So explaining this to me, because we were kind of talking about this a little bit, like, you know, when you have shoulder surgery, like WC, what you just went through, or ACL, you know, they're pulling on ligaments and bones and all of that, and so you feel a lot of that after the surgery. And of course you feel in the incision a lot of the times, like I know women with C-sections, that's the most painful part is that the incision. But can you, since it's your brain, I mean, do you feel anything other than just the incision, or what do you feel now inside?
You know what? Well, there's nothing up there anyway, so there's nothing. But no, I feel
the incision, only had a brain.
Honestly, I don't, I have no idea. I have no concept that he's actually went into my brain. That's the interesting thing.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. And I just, like I said, I feel the incision.
Yeah.
I can't wear a cap for a little bit because those staples are right there. I'll get them out later this week.
WC's about to barf.
No.
WC's like, I'm not looking at
show me again. Show me again.
I could care less about looking at that.
But, you know, it really, I you really have no concept that they've been in there and done that other than the little incision back there. And
that's amazing.
Yeah. And, and then, you know, of course the hospital's no place to get any rest. I mean,
poking and prodding all the time.
Oh my God. Coming in there and saying, you know, here's the thing. They walk in and say, of course they're trying to test your mental alertness. You know your name? Yes, of course I do. You know, and then what's your birthday? And you have to say that about 50 times a day. And then here's my favorite. Do you know where you are? Yeah, I'm laying in bed, you know, and I was asleep. And,
in your bed and not my own.
Yeah.
This
crunchy, uncomfortable bed. But, you know, do you know where the bed is? Yeah, it's in the building. Okay.
You're a smart ass.
Yeah, I know. What kind of building? It's a brick building.
And you wonder why they kept interrupting you.
I bet they were sad to see you go home, Wes.
They took pretty good care of me. But, you know, you get tired of being, can you tell me your name and your birthday? Yeah, I can. You know. And then, you know where you are? Yeah, I do. You know, so. But they finally, thank God they pulled all the IVs out and all that stuff. So what was frustrating is that, you know, you have to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and you got IVs and all these telemetry tubes. And they had these things on me that they're kind of a compression stocking, but they, you know, they, I don't know what to call them, but they squeeze, you know, it forces air in there. It keeps you from getting blood clots. And you got about an 18-inch radius that you can work with. So if you get out of bed, you're going to trip. You know, with that, with all that stuff, you know, and it was frustrating. But anyway, it's over. Thank God. I'm home.
Your wife came all the way home from Australia. What a way to get her home earlier.
No, she was in England. She was teaching the semester over there.
Oh, yeah, just in England. That's a hop in a jump.
I know.
A few less hours.
And then I felt so bad because my daughter was supposed to start her honeymoon last Thursday. And, I said, oh, honey, you don't have to come. She said, Dad, I'm not going to let you go in there and get your skull cracked open and not come home. So, you know, so she was there. And I had my wife, my daughter there, and they took good care of me. And my wife's in there, you know, still taking good care of me. I'm very appreciative of that. Very grateful. I didn't want to have to do this by myself. You know, that would have been. I don't think Shannon would want to drive down here and hold my
brother.
I was about to say, you wouldn't want us taking care of you. That would be
bad. We could have shot this thing live from the hospital or your house there, whatever. We'll get it done, man.
I know. We'll make it happen.
WCW had gotten you back with all of the left-handed
wiping jokes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
But I had my family around me, and that was great. It really, nothing felt better. Well, I was really happy to see my wife walk through the door. Just a minute.
There he is.
Anyway.
Well, Wes, it wasn't just your family. I know online you saw the pouring out of support from the Frog family as well, and we were all very we're all praying for you, man. We're all pulling for you.
I appreciate that. Glad
everything went well.
It was really humbling to get all those emails and texts and messages and calls, and I tried to answer everyone personally, but if I missed a few people, I'll get to you. I promise you. But it was really humbling. It makes you feel good. And, you know, it just kind of exemplifies that this is the Frog family, you know, and we family taking care of their own. So,
yes, indeed.
Yeah. So I really appreciated everything.
Well, we are glad you are back. And
you and me both, brother.
One piece now.
Yeah, in one piece.
Yeah. Slightly lighter, but in one piece.
Yeah. And with my Halloween costume. So.
Well, with that, let's go ahead and get started with tonight. We've got a lot of really good news when it comes to TCU athletics. Let's get some of the stuff out of the way real quick. Track and field had an excellent weekend. Won four events. In fact, the 4x100 relay actually posted the best time in the NCAA this weekend. Yeah, so that was amazing. Beach volleyball went 1-1. They're still trying to figure all this out, but they're still playing very, very hard volleyball there. And then tennis, fifth straight victory over a ranked team. Tennis is now ranked 11th in the nation.
Man, that's something. That's great. Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Awesome.
And, we're going to get to the other two sports now. And let's talk about basketball for a moment. Women's basketball for a moment. Did you guys get a chance to listen to that game or watch that game against South Dakota?
I didn't, but
yeah. Well, Wes, you got an excuse, man.
No.
You got an excuse of absence. You're good, but
thank you.
Women get from the elite. I'll just call it the Elite Eight. I don't know what the NIT calls it. We get to the Final Four now. We have to go to Indiana on Wednesday for a chance to play in the championship against whoever wins West Virginia or Virginia Tech. And how awesome would that be if it was a TCU West Virginia final?
Yeah, that would be fun. Oh, that'd be great. It wouldn't be great if we win the men's 1 year and the women's the next.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. It looked like it could happen.
Yeah, it could.
Women are playing tough. They are playing consistent and they are playing tough. And those are two things you want this late in the season.
Yep.
So they're going to have a press conference with Reagan and Jordan Moore tomorrow afternoon at 12:15 at TCU. So everybody be ready for that to be put out. Do it.
Jordan Moore has been unbelievable. She has been unbelievable. You look at her statistic, you know, when you start looking at them, at first I thought, well, they got that wrong. And then all of a sudden you figure out, no, they got it right. They got it right. And she has been something else.
Yeah, she's been on fire.
Woo.
Mm. Well, we have to go up to Indiana. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
On Wednesday. Yeah. That'll be the third straight road game for the ladies.
Okay.
This tournament.
Wow, we're due a home game here. So if we win in Indiana, do we come back here or do we have to go up to Madison Square Garden?
No, they will determine which campus gets the NIT final game between us, Indiana, West Virginia, Virginia Tech. I don't know how they decide those. I don't know how that's determined.
You know, I was reading. I don't think it has anything to do with your record. I think it has everything to do with your facilities and your crowd. And I know that's how the previous games are.
You know what it has to do with is how much money you're willing to pay for it.
Yeah. I'm about to say so money.
Yeah, that's one of the deciding factors right there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That'd be great to beat Indiana and then come back here for the finals.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Nobody has a better facility than us. We got one.
That's right.
You're right there.
Yeah. That's right.
And we hosted two of them already, so that's a good sign. Yeah.
First two rounds.
Yeah.
Did we have good attendance?
I don't think for Lamar, the first round. I think for the second round, we had a fairly decent attendance. But, I mean, I never saw any actual numbers.
Yeah, and it's comparable to what the other schools get, I think.
So. Right. Well, but you're also talking about the time where the men were getting going as well. So you have – when you have both the men in the NCAA and the women in the NIT, you know, it's going to be a little bit difficult to have, you know, really strong attendance. But now I guarantee you, they come
They'll
back
pull
for
off
the finals.
Now.
Yeah. That place isn't packed. I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
It ought to be. I hope it is.
It'll be rocking.
Yeah.
Shannon will make it rocket.
Well, I'll be honest. Yeah, I will be too. Is that a Saturday game?
Yes.
Yes. Saturday, March 31st is the final. Of course, looking ahead, we obviously got to win on Wednesday. But 3 o'clock Saturday game. Everybody should be out for that one if we win on Wednesday. So it'd be really good. I'll be honest though, I haven't looked up Indiana at all, so I really have no idea what type of team they are and what to expect. I mean, get to this particular point, at this point, everybody's great, right?
But
I know they absolutely killed UC Davis. It was 81-66 to get to this game. And they've been absolutely pounding everybody. I mean, they beat Purdue 73-51. They beat Milwaukee 74-54. And then they beat, in the first round, they beat UT Martin 74-50. So their defense seemed to be pretty stout.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how we kind of shape up against Indiana.
Coach Peeble will have in shape.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
I have faith. She has been an unbelievable coach and an unbelievable addition here at TCU.
Oh, she's awesome. She's awesome.
Yeah. And these women are pumped. So it's going to be fun to watch them play on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Oh, I wanted to add just really quickly. It was kind of fun. This Saturday, Mike and Rima and Tony and I were all out at, and Karen actually too, but she wasn't there for the sighting. We had a men's basketball sighting. So we're sitting in this kind of brewery bar over in the Clear Fork. I wish I could remember the name of it, but I'm terrible at that. Yeah. So sorry, I can't give any free plugs, but over in the new Clear Fork shopping area, we had had the walk for Maurice. And it was amazing. So after that, we went over and had a couple beers. So for Micah Ahern, I couldn't get that out of my mouth. But anyway, this tall man walks in, and usually I don't recognize athletes unless they're in uniform. But of course, Vlad from the basketball team, I mean, how can you not recognize him? He walks in with another basketball player named Clay Crawford, and they sat down next to us, and we were just like, it's him. So we went over and talked to them. They're so nice. I mean, we talked about what they're going to be doing at a school. And Vlad, he wants to play either in the U.S. or in Europe. Yeah. And then he wants to coach. And then Clay Crawford, you may not be as familiar with him, but he was a really good golfer at TCU and played on a basketball intramurals team and just was very, very, very good. So he played for TCU basketball last year, which was amazing. Really? So he's going to get into commercial real estate. He's from Aspen, Colorado, and he's going to stay here in the fort and work here, which is nice to know that he's staying in Texas.
Good for him.
And then at the baseball game on Sunday, Desmond Bain came down there with the little boy and sat and watched the baseball team play on Sunday. And everybody, of course, went up to him and congratulated him. We were all, even though they didn't win that first game, and they were clearly disappointed, Vlad apologized to us, actually.
Really?
Sorry we didn't win. And we were like, shoot, you're talking to people from the 90s, buddy. Like, we are very happy with you. You will go down in history. So, he laughed. It was good. But, it was neat to see everybody showing them some love at the baseball game, too. Good. So I just wanted to throw that in. It's fun to see the athletes out and about.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So let's move on to baseball. And we got a sweep.
Sweet.
Yeah. Not only that, it was against a Big 12 opponent, Kansas State. And that final game there, Sean Weimer pitched a gem. I mean, 7 2/3 innings, kept them scoreless. Frogs win 7-0 to finish out the sweep of Kansas State. And this, I tell you what, I don't know. I know that this team was trying to find its identity in the beginning of the season. I think some things are starting to click. Of course, it's K-State, so I can't quite – say for sure it's 100%, like, okay, we got it. But things are starting to gel a little bit. It may take,
Good.
Yeah, it may take
time,
a couple
of time.
Looking good.
Hey, we had what Friday night we had 4 home runs?
I think 5.
Yeah, we have out hit. I think we out hit Kansas State in all 3 games. So I mean, it was
beautiful.
Yeah, it was great.
And I hear Baker hit one of his famous ones that just kept going and going and looking for a flight attendant to ride up there with us. So.
Yes.
Yeah, that poor left fielder. I mean, he had no chance. The ball left the bat, and the left fielder starts running, then just kind of slows to a trot. I'm not even going to attempt that. That's running over there. Yeah.
No, they looked a lot better. They looked a lot better in the field. They looked a lot. I mean, you can kind of tell. You kind of tell that, you know, that they had spurts of that. But I think they've started to look a lot better. Shepard looked a lot better at third. He's kind of, you know, his batting average is so bad that he started off so bad that actually the last few games, I mean, and even before K-State, you kind of see him coming around hitting the ball.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be a battle to, you know, to get the average up, you know. It's a day in and day out deal.
He hit a home run, didn't he?
He did. He was one of the ones. But you know what? He had one pop up. But besides that, I thought he hit the ball pretty, you know, I just kind of watched him. He hit the ball hard all weekend. Even when he made an out, I mean, you know, usually, you know, he hit the ball pretty hard and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, what some of them guys are starting to kind of come back around and they're putting the bat on the ball. You know, it's one thing to strike out, and you know, and another thing, you put the bat on the ball and you're just not finding a hole, you know.
So I felt
a lot better about that. You know, that's just like Lukey Baker. You know, the one game – she went 1-for-3 or 1-for-4 or something like that. But every one he hit, I thought he'd go kill the third baseman a couple times. Third baseman, I mean, he had no choice. He got to make the player he's going to get his head taken off.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, you can take that. You can take it like that when they're hitting the ball and they're hitting the ball hard.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
a lot better.
Yeah, Shepard, I think, has come on since the Dodger Classic.
Yeah.
And that's really helpful. I mean, to have a third baseman out there that you could kind of trust what he's doing, and then also has a bat. I mean, it's almost needed at that position.
We got to get production in that third base position, and you know, we've had it in years past. And I'm glad to see that he's starting to really get a little more productive at the plate. And you know, we got to have it, and it's good. It's a good deal. How'd Bulwer look?
He looked good. I mean, he looked good at second, I thought.
He made some good plays.
Yes.
I mean, defensively, no problems. But that game yesterday, that was not his best game at the bat.
Hey, and Landeskog got a home run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this, this was funny. There was one play on Sunday where I was, you know, you can kind of zone out in baseball games a little bit. And was it Saturday when I was
so laughs the football TV? Player.
Hey, I think I know, right? I think this is actually Saturday because we watched it on TV. But and was anybody at the game on Saturday? Actually,
no, I wasn't able to make it out there.
Okay. So I was watching it from afar on TV. We were eating barbecue, and
you're killing Wes there. You're eating barbecue on Saturday.
I know, right? So Lucan made a play on first, and Mike and I were sitting there, and I was like, look at Landeskog. That was awesome. And Mike looked at me and he goes, what game are you watching? He goes, that was Lucan. And I looked back at the TV and I was like, holy smokes, it was. Like, Lucan Baker actually looked like Landeskog. He like dove on the ground, saved the ball, and got up and out. It was good.
Atta boy, Lucan.
Luke.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I, defensively, this infield's starting to come together.
Yeah,
that's huge because that's going to help out the pitching. Because I think you know, Janzik obviously number one ace. Weimer had an unbelievable weekend. If he could kind of string that together a little bit more, I think we got that third starter we're talking about. And Lodolo, as long as he can just kind of get a little bit more consistency, I think we'll be good with those Friday, Saturday, Sunday kind of 1-2-3. But yeah, that infield will certainly help out that pitching ERA.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, Humphreys is quietly becoming a hero right there. He's throwing out guys trying to steal base. I mean, that's good. That guy's got an arm on him.
Yeah.
He's hitting well.
Yep.
So we played Dallas Baptist on Tuesday. That's going to They're going to be tough. They're good.
They're always good.
Yep. Yeah. They are. I'll be there.
Who's that?
Unless it rains out.
Have we got a Tuesday starter yet? Do we have anybody penciled in that you know if there's still Russell Smith going in on Tuesdays? Or
I will find out real quick.
The last few times it has been Russell Smith.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, Tuesday against Dallas Baptist. I'm not seeing anything just yet.
Okay.
He might be deciding still.
He could be.
Yeah.
He could be.
This one of the games when if he's still not sure about a pitcher, that you know, yeah. I mean, this is when you do pitch it against the Dallas Baptist. I mean, you don't want to lose, but you don't want to lose them conference games.
No.
Nothing's been tweeted out either from the TCU baseball account. So okay. I'm not entirely sure. There's nothing posted just yet.
Well, it may be Russell Smith. I think he pitched pretty well last time, didn't he? You know, if you look at his bio and read his stats from high school, you'd think, my God, this guy's the next coming of Nolan Ryan. So, I mean, it looks like he's got all the tools. He's just got to put it together. And, you know, well, he'll get there.
Yep.
Yeah, trying to find out, see if I can find more information. But right now I'm not seeing anything.
Okay.
So if I do find anything, I'll update everybody on this. But
we'll know soon enough.
Yeah. I agree. So, I'm not seeing anything here.
Okay.
Well, if it does show up, like a lot of things do, right after we get done, I'll put it in the show notes. How about that?
Fair enough.
Yeah, who knows? All right. So, you know, and with that, we had a really good weekend in TCU Athletics. Yeah. It was a really good weekend. So, you know, I can't be too upset with anything that we saw this weekend. We got women going into Wednesday's game. We got baseball against Dallas Baptist starting off tomorrow. Tennis is on a roll, but we also have football and spring ball and pro day coming up soon.
Yep.
And Shannon, you're heading up to pro day, right?
Yes, I will be out there Saturday morning. I'm probably going to go by a little bit before then. That's media day, but I'm going to drop in probably Thursday. Just check practice out. There's been a lot of people coming up. Most of us guys, we get by and check it out and kind of reminisce and hoopla and holler and support the guys. But pro day, you'll get all the guys back from the pros. You'll get everybody who's been through that combine situation to support the guys. And it's always Coach P welcomes everybody back. And it's a good scene. It's pretty cool. I'm just looking in here. I guess LT stopped through there today and other players all week, you know, they'll just drop in. So
cool.
I heard they're doing really well. I hadn't got over yet to quite see them, but everything through the Grapevine Center is there. Like we talked about a few weeks ago, competing. Everybody's at a high level competing. Yeah. Everybody knows that jobs are open. So that leaves it's fair competition. It's friendly competition. But also, it's the time where everybody get a little heated. You'll start seeing little fights out there. And I never understood the fight. I understood them, but I didn't. Because especially during tour days. It's too hot to be fighting. It's too much energy. I was never that guy to run up and break it up. I'm like, I'm not breaking it up. I need all my energy. I'm like, you know, whatever. That's on them. But, I heard it's getting good. I heard things are starting to pick up, and I can't wait to get over and check it out.
Good.
Well, I fought a little bit, but you're right, Shannon. I wait until the very end of practice.
Yeah.
If somebody did something wrong to me, I just held it at the very end. Because you're right. Minute of fighting in first practice.
Yeah.
That's like running about 15 wind sprints.
Yeah.
you did the rest of the day. It didn't take me long to figure that out. Yeah, but I would at the end of practice when I was about over, but not during it.
Well, you know, spring ball strategy there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
So anyway, but yeah, I heard, I've heard just a few things too. I've heard Patterson come out and just pretty bluntly say that, you know, the deep ball's coming back again. The deep ball's been thrown about as good as it's been thrown the last few years, couple of years. And, pretty much I think I think the kid from Penn's done well, but I think it's Sean Robinson's team to lose at this point in time. And I've heard that he's really stepped up to the plate. Well, everything I've heard from him in the spring has been, he's something special.
Any word about the offensive line, how they're coming?
Well, that's the big key. I mean, that's the other thing I heard. I heard that I heard that, you know, our fortunes could be on two different areas, really.
Right.
I mean, it could be everywhere, but, you know, offensive line and, you know, they're linebackers, you know, because but, you know, and yeah, I really expect that a lot. You know, I don't worry about defense near as much just because I trust Patterson. I mean, he's been a guru there. But you know what? I trust the offense a little bit more with the people that are running it now and the offensive line coach and everything. He's got a big job this year, though, because he had to replace 4 out of 5.
Have you heard anything specifically about the offensive line and how they're doing?
No, I really haven't. That's one area that, you know, they don't ever get much pub. You know, they talk about the quarterbacks and the receivers and this and that, but I haven't really heard, you know. Right. I'm sure right now they're a work in progress,
right.
So, you know, and so, but, well, you know, I felt like that before I even started. I mean, I believe some of our fortunes will, you know, be had with what they do, you know, and how they gel. But Patterson sounds excited. I mean,
yeah.
I'm anxious to see Anthony.
I didn't think we liked that Patterson. We don't like the grumpy one, I thought.
he's not far.
We're like, we're going to be pretty good, and then we ended up sucking. So
he's not far.
I sent Coach Patterson a little note about how the purple boxer shorts work. And he said, I told him a story. He said, that's pretty funny. So I've done.
Well, now you have to give some context here because you didn't just email him out of the blue. You were actually replying because he actually sent you an email before you went into surgery, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So nice.
And I sent Del Conte that story too, and he said only in Texas. And I said, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you got to be careful being that close to Del Conte. He may just go to the hospital and bring you some orange boxer shorts.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, and then tweet about it later. Yeah.
Right. I won't wear those, but.
And those can burn.
Those can burn. That's right.
So, what are we hearing, guys? Dubber, Shannon. Other than Robinson, any other big surprises or you know big pluses we're seeing out of spring ball so far?
Well, I'm going to go over. You know, again, I'm not much to listen. I got to see it with my own eyes because obviously, you know, based off history and with the quarterback situation. You know, before I come over there, it was like, man, this guy can light on fire. He got the deep ball and blah, blah, blah. Well, hell, we're throwing it in. We're indoors. Sure, he has a deep ball.
Yeah.
So I have to get – I'm going to get over there, and I'm going to look at the offensive line and the linebackers. You know, obviously defense. I'm like you, Dub. Never worried about defense, even with replacing a few guys this year. You know, again, Coach Pat will have those guys ready. That's never an issue. Especially with the guys coming over from JUCO, they're mature enough to jump in and start and learn the system. I think the big question mark, if there's any right now, is the O-line. And so that's really who I'm going to watch and see compete, get after a little bit. The spring game will be interesting when that happens. And so I'll draw my opinion off that. But I've heard nothing but good stuff. Obviously, we're competing. We're fighting. I mean, we're trying to – let's keep in mind, guys – we're trying to make the playoff. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, obviously, Coach will say we need the first games first and all that stuff. But from an outsider looking in, we're trying. We've done all that. It almost doesn't excite us anymore. It's time for us to win the conference championship and then go on and get in the playoffs. That's just what it is for us. And I hate to say it, we've gotten to that level. I mean, you want to get on top of the pyramid. I guarantee you that's at the top of the goal board and the team meeting room. It's to win the conference championship, and I guarantee – I hadn't seen it yet. I guarantee it's up there getting to a playoff. Sure. And let's see what happens after that. Yep. So I guarantee you that's what the attitude those guys are practicing with. I guarantee those that they have that. They're reminded every day because I'm sure the days they slack off and they don't have such a good day, I'm sure Coach P reminds them, hey, I didn't put this crap on the board. You did. I'm here to make sure we achieve the goal, though, right? And he's going to coach them like so. So it's going to be fun. I'm going to get over there this week and see what I need to see to really speak on it. But I've heard some credible guys say that the quarterback position looks good. Like you said, there's a lot of competition there. But right now, Sean, we know he has a hell of a deep ball.
Right.
And that guy there can throw the ball. And on top of that, he can run. And once his confidence gets, you know, where it needs to be, where he can – there's no panic in him. He's going to be – the real deal. So I'm looking forward, and I talk to his dad all the time. Saw his dad today over at the track meet in Louisville where I practice. So He seems confident and comfortable. He's ready to see his son play. So I'm excited for it. And I think it's going to be an exciting year.
I tell you what, the big thing about Sean, too, is he's just a winner. I like winners.
Yeah.
He's a winner. He knows how to win. He's won. And, you know, and I mean, there's something to be said about that. I mean, this, you know, and especially at that spot, I mean, and everything. So, you know, I mean, at the quarterback spot, you want a guy that thinks, you know, because if he thinks he can win and he gets you to think that he can win, I mean, and you know, it's just, it gets contagious, you know, and stuff. And so.
Hey, Shannon, you just mentioned a minute ago that on that famous goal triangle that that Patterson puts up every year, the players set those goals, so Coach Patterson doesn't do that.
No, we set those goals. That pyramid came out. We actually started that back in my day, but we start that. We obviously he has his goal, but we as captains, as the leadership, we make those goals up with the coaches.
Okay,
but really it's us because they can't play for us. They can coach, but we're the ones. You know, we got to look ourselves in the mirror and say, hey, where do we lack? Where do we fall short? What didn't we? It's pretty much putting your word, giving your word and putting it on the board and say, hey, this is what we came up with. Here's the plan. Here are the goals. And let's get it done.
Well, that's
if you fall short, you fall short. Game, it's on us.
Yeah. You guys aren't playing it. So,
it's on us. So, they're just there to remind us when we don't, you know, those days where it's not so fun and it's a hot day and we're feeling sorry for ourselves. And I'm sure it happens out there from time to time. They got to go back in that meeting room and he points at that board and say, hey, you son of a gun, and probably uses another word.
Yeah.
Put it up there. Y'all put it up there. And today
don't burn Colby's ears now. Come on.
Colby can't hear you. He's relaxing on the beach. Have you seen his Instagram?
Right. He's on the beach catching balls.
Yeah.
You know?
I tell you what, he looks pretty spry for a guy who has a massive career-ending injury, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'll take a six-pack.
Yeah.
I'll trade him some trouble. He wants some trouble. I'll give him some trouble. Yeah. Well, switch sections.
One of the things that I think Shannon brought up that I think we all forget a little bit is just that how high the expectation is now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we sit there and we all want them to win and this and that, but there's nobody wants to win more than they do. And their expectations now are set so high.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's not, you know, I mean, it's like you said. I mean, I sit around thinking about it. Hey, are we going to make it in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Is this the year? Is this year we can put it all together? We knocked on the door. We've been close, you know, but
yeah.
But I just think it's funny because people – that's their whole mentality at this point in time.
Right. It should be. I mean, nobody should think that's a bad thing. Cause I guarantee you Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia now, I mean, all those teams, that's their expectation.
Yep.
And if you want to be at that level, that should be your expectation as well.
Exactly.
Hey guys,
I remember the years when we had no expectations. I remember.
Yeah.
As a fan sitting there, said, gosh, if we could just go 5-5, you know.
Hey, Ryan, if we could just win one game.
Oh, man. But that's awesome. Well, that comment took me back to the 1-10 season. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thank you. That was our senior year.
The bad thing about it is all them guys wanted to win, too. They played hard. They just.
But I tell you what, Shannon, you guys won that one game.
Yep.
We won it and we celebrated like it was a national title.
That's right.
That's right.
You know, that was it. But, guys, back to the, you know, the playoff in that situation. You know, the bottom line is, you know, and I don't know if you guys feel this way, but I do. I feel like we're still having to prove ourselves to the naysayers, to the world, after this track record of success. And that kills me. It's just like, man, you know, even through social media, it's a lot of these sports groups I'm involved in. I never comment because I take it too personal and I'll say the wrong thing. But I'm just like, it kills me how we're still having to prove ourselves and we're consistently winning. We're consistently putting guys on the next level. We're consistently in the run for championship games. We hadn't missed a bowl game in I don't know how many years, but yet as soon as we get to, and we were screwed out of a playoff run like a couple of years back, but we just have to get there. Knock on the door, open that door, and go play a hell of a game, see what happens, and hopefully win that scenario and see where now the program goes. See what kind of level we'll get there, because we're, and that's why the goals, the expectations should be that, because we're still not there.
That's right.
In the people's eyes. I know we're there. We know, we all know that. We play great football. We're there. We're going to compete with anybody in the country any given time, but we still don't get the respect that we deserve. And so we got to go do it.
Is this our fifth year, going to be our fifth season in the Big 12?
Sixth.
It's our, so we just finished our fifth, you know, because for us, I mean, we've been great since the 2000s, you know, the early 2000s. And so that's going on 18 years or longer. But really, no one's really, no one really heard of us until 5 years ago. And we had one off season, we had one okay season, and we had that one really great season. And so, unfortunately, it's probably going to take another 5 years for us to make it.
Hope not. Hey, we keep getting better and better talent. You know, with better talent, you know, the expectations go up. And
like, well, and I think,
like
I mean,
Shannon said, you know, we just, until we get over the hump, we're going to fight everybody.
And let me caution everybody. Don't set your expectations based on what the national media says.
I agree.
Because in their eyes, we could win two national championships back to back, and they'll still have. About us,
you're mad about that.
True that, brother.
It doesn't matter until we as TCU fans also have that same expectation as a whole, and really kind of show that, you know what, we're not afraid. We're not kind of like, ooh, we went through a 1-10 season, and oh, we went through the 70s, and oh my gosh, and remember how the 60s ended up. I mean, until the fan base starts to kind of gel and start realizing, you know what, we're legit. We're for real. We do deserve respect. It'll happen. It's just going to take some time, and you know, we're a small fan base too. I mean, we've got a lot of really good fans that didn't go to TCU now, which back in the day, you know, Ryan and I've said it all the time. Back then, you know, you saw a guy, Shannon, you know how it was.
You're
off campus. Yeah, you see someone wearing purple in a TCU, they're an alumni. they were just a t-shirt fan. It's like, hey, what year did you graduate? You know, that was, that was how it was. Right. Yeah, but nowadays, though, you never
need t-shirt fans. We need more of those guys.
Absolutely.
We're picking them up year by year, you know.
It's going to take time. And, you know, it's going to take time with the Big 12, too, because, I mean, the Big 12 is now, you know, has taken a hit with, you know, everything that's happened with Baylor.
Sure.
Obviously, Kansas hasn't been able to find its way out of the basement. I mean, there's a lot of question marks right now in this particular conference. And while the media is just, you know, slobbering all over the SEC right now in the Big Ten, I mean, you know, until the Big 12 really shows itself to be a consistent contender like Ohio State and Alabama are with the SEC and the Big Ten, I don't think we're going to have anybody in this conference get that sort of love.
You know what? It pains me to say this. But we really need as a conference.
No. We don't need Texas.
I told you. You got to be relevant. They got to be relevant. I said that from the start. They got to be relevant.
I mean, they can stuff them in a biohazard bag and throw them.
It wouldn't bother me if they go undefeated except for one game and we beat them.
That's right.
We win the conference. That's what you really want. I mean, as hard as that is to swallow, you really want your conference to do well, because you're not judged on just – yourself, you're judged on your conference, and really, you know, ours all, you say it or not, but Oklahoma and Texas, if they're not relevant, then it just hurts our conference. Whether that's right or wrong or indifferent, it don't matter. It's just the truth, you know.
I found myself pulling for the tournament. All the guys in the Big 12, you know, in the tournament when we were out, because of that situation alone. But I will tell you, If Baylor would have been there, I wouldn't give two shits. I would have never played. I'm sorry. I'm telling everybody right now.
Shannon.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. That was a statement I've never said. I tell you what, that was
everybody else. I was rooting for them all the way to the end.
Beautifully said, my friend.
The good thing for me is my team is now in the SEC. So the team I can't stand. The Aggies, when they left, I was happy. So I can continue to hope they lose every game.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be funny? They spent all that money on those coaches.
You want to talk about Jimbo having the best job in the world. He's going to get his $75 million no matter what.
That's exactly right.
I mean, no matter what. If in 5 years it's a bad experiment, he's still going to get the other half of the 75. I'm like, wow.
On that day, Dubber, does the Aggie band play as he leaves town?
I hope so. Oh, my goodness.
No, only the Aggies.
Only the Aggies can pull that off. You're right.
That's very true.
But I know what y'all are saying. I mean, Baylor, you know, I don't hate them quite as much as some people do, but it didn't hurt me. You're right. But see, they don't necessarily have to be one of the relevant teams. They can be so-so. I mean, but they don't have to be one of the relevant ones. But anybody that's playing well, it just helps their conference.
Speaking of teams, is Tech anybody left on the team after last weekend?
Hey, yeah, what happened? I started to read that and it didn't finish.
They four of their players, including their starting quarterback, got arrested for criminal mischief, which could be.
Oh, wow.
And the report that I saw was really early, so I didn't get a chance to verify it. But the rumor was there was a little bit of extracurricular activities after a bar. After some people spent some time at a bar and cops told people to go home. And
hard to believe in Lubbock, you know? I mean, God.
Well, there's not much to do in Lubbock other than
drink. You can't really blame them.
Drinking.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
This is the off season.
Can't be mad at them for.
Let's not cast stones.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anybody else think this might be Coach Bro's last year?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if they don't make a bowl game, he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period. And if they do make a bowl game, he better have a signature win somewhere in the conference.
Yeah.
I don't see where that's going to come. But
I don't see where. Well, I mean, is Kansas a signature win?
Well, no, they may have to count Baylor as one. I don't know.
Yeah. That's going to be a good question. How many games does Baylor win this season?
Here's their question offseason. Or they're out of conference.
Well, I better not say that.
Don't jinx.
I was going to be cruel.
You be cool. Okay.
I was going to ask how many arrests they would have better than, but anyway.
Right now, Tech's in the lead. Oh, wait, no, wait. How many Baylor players got suspended for sexual misconduct? Yeah. Over the last couple of weeks?
It's over four. It's over
four. Is it over four now? Okay, so I could
remember. I'm about to say, like, so
is there anybody left on their team?
I don't know. But Baylor reminds me of remember that song with Henry the Eighth, right?
Uh-huh.
Same as the first. That's kind of what you remind me of right now.
I remember that.
Well, it seems like I don't think nobody's getting kicked off the team down there. I think that's the problem.
I don't know. What a mess.
It is a mess. Anyway, like I said, cleaned up.
Yeah, you almost feel sorry for Matt Rhule, but he's the one that signed on to it. So.
I don't feel sorry for him. Yeah, you're right. He agreed to this.
He agreed to this.
As he said, don't pray on social media, don't press send. Well, don't sign the contract.
That's right. Shannon is wise. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't want to do that. Now, this season, though, is going to be interesting. I mean, between Oklahoma State, Oklahoma is, of course, I don't know what they're going to do without Baker Mayfield. But it's going to be interesting when
who's their quarterback? Is it Kyler Murray now up there?
Yeah. Oh. That's who's going to be next guy is Kyler Murray.
He's good.
Yeah, thing about him, he's a good quarterback now, and he's fast.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I just feel now he could prove me wrong. But his challenge is going to be playing against fast defenses like ours.
Yeah.
And there's others with his size. And he's short. And we got some big bulls up there. So to really sit up – and I'm not saying Baker Mayfield was tall, but he has a deep presence. He would back up so deep to where he knew where his people were going to be. Right. And then he was good at eluding the pocket and making throws like that. This guy's a lot shorter. And I have to see him. He's a great athlete. Don't get me wrong. He's great. But I don't think he's going to be – he can throw. He's fast. But it's you're playing against a fast defense. Our defense is always one of the top defenses in the country when it comes to speed. And I just think that's, you know, a lot of defenses he's going to have to face. So he doesn't really – I don't get an I'm scared factor from him. I mean, he's just one of those deals. You get one hand on as Baker, you grab him one hand, he's coming out of it.
Right.
You grab this guy one hand, I mean, hell, you can break his body in half if you get a good handle. He's just so those are, you know, negatives in his corner when it comes to that position. And so we'll see. I mean, he's been a winner. He's won four state titles, national state titles in Allen, and he's waited his turn. He's went through A&M, and I don't know what happened there. Now he's at Oklahoma, but it's going to be interesting. But,
so you say Ben Bannigan is going to twist him around a little bit.
I mean, to get his, he's one of those. We in a locker room on the report, you'd be like, all we need to do is get one hand on this guy. That's kind of what you said. We contain him, get one hand on him. It's a wrap. Yeah. Versus, you know, make sure you wrap him up. Make sure because he's stronger than what he looks. He's fast and get outside of the pocket. He know, you know, all that stuff. You'd have to be, you know, Baker. So, I mean, you know, we'll see.
Excellent.
Well, with that, I think we're done for the night. Anybody want to add anything else?
Nope, that was a good one to end on.
Well, I will. We will say next week's going to be very. It's going to be a fun show, very interesting show.
Who do we have coming on, Shannon?
Royce Huffman Sr. will be in.
Oh my goodness!
He wanted to cancel tonight because he's been on a. I should say a fast, but he's not drinking or doing anything. And he said, Shannon, I really want to be a part of the team, and I want to have cocktails with you all, and I want to smoke a cigar. I'd really like to do this next week. I said, brother, I tell you what, because of, you know, Wes is coming off of his situation, we'll make the show about our man. We're going to give him the floor next week, and I guarantee you guys, if you'll tune in next week, you're going to leave, your belly's going to be on the floor. This guy's already told me the things he's going to say I want to talk about. We won't be saying much, I promise you.
Okay, that's fine.
You just got to let him go.
Crank him up, let him go.
Hey, he knows what he's doing. He can take care of himself.
Yeah, he's going to be a real fool.
Be quiet. So. Yes.
Good deal.
That will be awesome. It.
And if that wasn't time for you to tune in next week, Wes is going to regale us with his purple boxer shorts again.
No, I've not done that one. One and only time. But I'm going to keep the biohazard bag just in case.
You should.
You should frame that.
Wes, did I see you clean your glasses with your purple shorts a while ago?
No. I have a
okay.
I have a purple high glass.
Okay. Okay. There you go. I was like,
I have a lot of purple. I saw that a while ago. I was like, but the purple boxer shorts are clean. My wife did clean.
There you go. We didn't know if they were good luck or not. Yeah. You know that goes.
Exactly.
They've melt my glasses, I'm afraid. So.
Nurse comes in, asks Wes for a sample. He just hands him the boxer shorts.
There you go. There you go.
Good stuff.
All right. And with that, I want to thank everybody who's listening to us out there. We are available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, pretty much anywhere you can find podcast these days. We're also on social media on Twitter and Instagram at @killer_frogs. It's @killer_frogs, or you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/killerfrogs. We promise we are not a Russian bot, nor will we steal your personal data if you're on Facebook with us.
We won't.
With no, that, comrades, we are not podcast. And it's a time where we all get the frogs up and we get to say,
go, go frogs!
Have a good one.
Hey, good one, guys. Y'all. Enjoy us.
Yes, that was fun.
I've been looking forward to this all day long.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm so tired.
Highlight of your week, Wes.
Oh, God.
And I'm glad you're doing well.
Me too.
Good to see you on here, brother.